Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, January 8th, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we studied the first much more, Romans 5, 6 through 9, the much more of justification. That brings us to Romans 5, 10 through 12, where we have the second much more, the much more of reconciliation. Starts out in verse 10, for if when we were enemies. This is the post-positive conjunction gar, plus the conditional particle ae, plus the present active participle of the to-be verb ame, plus the nominative plural masculine of the adjective ekthros. The post-positive conjunction gar, G-A-R, gar. This is an explanatory gar, and it should be correctly translated now. Not for, but now. And then we have the conditional particle A-E, plus the indicative. A-E plus the indicative introduces a first-class condition. The to-be verb is ame. The present tense is a durative present. We were, the active voice, every member of the human race as an unbeliever in the status of spiritual death performed the action of the verb. The participle is circumstantial concessive. And a concessive participle you translate by the word though or although. Now, Dana and Manti, the Emmanuel Grammar of the Greek New Testament on page 292 and 293, they declare that in this verse, this is an emphatic concessive participle. And so you translate it, now, even though we were enemies. Now, even though we were enemies. And the word enemies is ekthros. Looks like that in the Greek. That's E-C-H-T-H-R-O-S. Ekthros. Couple of things on ekthros. One, many times it's an adjective. Not here, but many times it is an adjective. And means hating. Hating or hostile. Two, as a substantive, that means functioning as a noun, which is how it's used in our verse, it's correctly translated enemy. So it's used as a noun and is correctly translated enemy. Three, every unbeliever is in the status of being an enemy of God. 4. In Romans chapter 5, all unbelievers have been described now as ungodly in verse 6, sinners in verse 8, and enemies in verse 10. So verse 10, now even though we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. And this is the aorist passive indicative of the verb katalasso plus the dative singular of theos with the definite article. Katalasso. Looks like that in the Greek, K-A-T-A-L-L-A-S-S, long O. Katalasso. Couple of things on katalasso. One, it means to reconcile. It means to reconcile someone to someone. To reconcile someone to someone. Katalasso. Two, it means to change two hostile parties into a state of peace, reconciliation. And peace and reconciliation are synonymous terms. Three, it means to make peace between two parties. Now, if there's somebody you want to have peace with, it's God. Because you're not going to win if you're the enemy of God. I got news for you. So we need peace with God. There's only one way to have peace with God. And that is by faith in Jesus Christ. And at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, you're imputed with the righteousness of God. You are declared to be righteous. You now have a barrier between God and man is removed, reconciliation, and now you have peace with God. So, the two parties are God and man. Point four, the two parties are God and man. Five, to reconcile means to remove the barrier between God and man. When we come into the world, we're born physically alive, spiritually dead. There is a huge barrier between God and man. Here's God. Here's man, and here's the barrier. And there's no way man can bridge that gap or get across that barrier. Man can't do it. No matter what you do, you can do works, good works, all kinds of things, millions of good works, you can't bridge that barrier. But God can bridge the barrier, and He did so through the Lord Jesus Christ. He did so. I am not an artist. Okay, there's Lord Jesus Christ. Shut up. I have the gift of pastor teacher, not artistry. I don't know how Derek and Dave, they are great artists. I am not. They must have got it from Debbie. Yeah. When we get home, she'll go, duh. So the two parties are God and man. Five, to reconcile means to remove the barrier between God and man. To reconcile means to remove the barrier between God and man. Sixth, the barrier between God and man is so great it is impossible for man to remove it. There's nothing we can do. No works we can do. God has to do it by His grace and His power for us. The barrier between God and man is so great it is impossible for man to remove it. 7. It can only be removed by the Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation work on the cross. It can only be removed by the Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation work on the cross. 8. Reconciliation is the salvation work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, directed toward man. Now remember, the work of Christ on the cross is directed toward three main areas: towards sin, redemption and atonement; towards man, reconciliation; toward God, propitiation. This is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, directed toward man. So reconciliation is the salvation work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, directed toward man. The aorist tense of katalasso is a culminative aorist. In the culminative aorist, the emphasis is on the cessation of an act or a state. The context states or implies that an act has started before, or had been going on before, or that a state had been in existence before, and this aorist presents the consummation, or the cessation, or the culmination of that act or state. The passive voice is the voice of grace. Reconciliation, removal of the barrier between God and man, is the salvation work of Christ on the cross. It is totally the grace of God. The indicative mood is declarative. The salvation work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, directed toward man. Reconciliation is a dogmatic fact of the God-breathed Scriptures. The conditional particle AE plus the indicative of katalasso introduces the first-class condition. Now, though we were enemies, if we were reconciled to God by means of the death of His Son, first-class condition, and we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. So now, even though we were enemies, if we were reconciled to God by means of the death of His Son, first class condition, and we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, and to God is the dative singular of theos with a definite article. Theos with a definite article is the God, God the Father. The dative case is the dative of destination recipient, so you translate it to God. And then by the death of His Son. And this is the prepositional phrase dia plus the genitive singular of thanatos with a definite article, plus the genitive singular of huios with a definite article, plus the genitive singular of the intensive pronoun autos. Well, dia plus the genitive, and you are, most of you include into this, dia plus the genitive by means of instrumentality. When you have dia plus the accusative, it means because of, on account of. We have dia plus the genitive, by means of, instrumentality, by means of, and then thanatos. T-H-A-N-A-T-O-S. Thanatos. Thanatos literally means death. There are different categories of death. This refers to the spiritual death. Spiritual death, the salvation work of Christ on the cross. And then we have huios autos, His Son. His Son is the eternal Son of God, and His salvation work on the cross and hypostatic union. This is the God-man. This is the Messiah, the Anointed One. This is the unique and only Savior. This is the Redeemer, who solved mankind's problem of sin. So the corrected translation. Now, even though we were enemies, If we were reconciled to God by means of the death of His Son, first class condition, and we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. All right, well, we haven't exegeted the last part of verse 10, the much more, but let's take a look at the doctrine of reconciliation. And then we'll see the much more. The doctrine of reconciliation. Point one is description. And reconciliation, subpoint one, reconciliation is stated as a doctrine in many passages. Let's take a look at some of those passages. First of all, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 5. All right, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. All this is from God, God the Father, who reconciled us to Himself. We are reconciled to God. We don't have God reconciled to us. We are reconciled to God. And all this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Turn over to Ephesians 2. And that's that whole principle of reconciliation, and we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. That was the first class. You are a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ with the ministry of reconciliation, to proclaim the good news of Christ so that you can see other people, unbelievers, just like you were. You're no different than the rest except for the grace of God. And you placed your faith in Jesus Christ. Now you have the privilege of telling others the good news about Jesus Christ. And the ministry, fulfill the ministry of reconciliation. See them come to know Christ as their Savior. Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. Let's start at verse 13. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near. That's reconciliation through the blood of Christ, His salvation work on the cross. For He Himself is our peace, reconciliation, who has made the two one. What are the two? Gentiles and Jews. One. And has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in His flesh the law with His commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in Himself one new man out of the two, and making peace, reconciliation, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He put to death their hostility. Also, Colossians 1. Turn over to Colossians 1. Colossians 1, verse 19. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood. Keep going, verse 21. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. Colossians 1:19-22. In these passages, you see the word peace, eirene, a technical term that refers to the doctrine of reconciliation or peace with God. The hostility and barrier between God and man was removed by the salvation work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Part of the salvation work of Jesus Christ on the cross is reconciliation. Subpoint 2. All believers are reconciled to God the moment they believe in Christ. All believers are reconciled to God the moment they believe in Christ. But the work of reconciliation actually took place on the cross. All believers are reconciled to God the moment they believe in Christ, but the work of reconciliation actually took place on the cross. 3, the peace offering of the Levitical sacrifices portrayed the doctrine of reconciliation in Leviticus chapter 3 and Leviticus chapter 7, verses 11 to 38. So the peace offering of the Levitical sacrifices in the age of Israel portrayed the doctrine of reconciliation. Leviticus chapter 3, Leviticus chapter 7, 11 to 38. Subpoint 4, peace or reconciliation between God and man must be ratified in every individual case through personal faith in Jesus Christ. Peace or reconciliation between God and man must be ratified in every individual case through personal faith in Jesus Christ. The means of ratification is personal faith in Jesus Christ, not smoking a peace pipe. I just see it if you're still out there. 5, peace or reconciliation between God and man has a unity application, which is also included in the word peace. In other words, peace between God and man leads to individual peace between man and man and the elimination of barriers between individuals. So peace or reconciliation between God and man has a unity application, which is included in the word peace, where peace between God and man leads to individual peace between man and man and the elimination of barriers between people. We're good at creating barriers. God is the expert at removing barriers. Reconciliation is the removal of barrier between God and man. And when you place your faith in Jesus Christ and then grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, well, you will have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. And when you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, your personal love for God will motivate impersonal love for all and removal of barriers. Oh, we're great at creating barriers. God is the expert at removing barriers. And the spiritually mature believer that has virtue love brought to completion in his heart, he removes barriers. His personal love for God the Father motivates his impersonal love for all. Point 2, definition. That was point 1 was description. Point 2, definition. 1, reconciliation is that category of soteriology. It comes from the Greek word soter, savior. the doctrine of salvation. Reconciliation is that category of soteriology which explains the removal of the barrier between God and mankind through the salvation work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Reconciliation is that category of soteriology which explains the removal of the barrier between God and mankind through the salvation work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. 2, mankind is reconciled to God. Mankind is reconciled to God. God is never said to be reconciled to mankind. Three, not only is there a barrier between God and man at physical birth, but there are barriers between man and man caused by man being born in spiritual death and total depravity. Not only is there a barrier between God and man at physical birth, but there are barriers between man and man caused by man being born in spiritual death and total depravity. Spiritual death is separation from God in a state of total depravity and helplessness. From our old sin nature, and we're going to see a lot about the old sin nature coming up in Romans chapter 6. From our old sin nature, we develop flaws and weaknesses. We become defensive and feel threatened by other cultures or races or political or ideological concepts. These barriers become the basis for trying to justify self over against others. And the result is that we clash. Subpoint 4. The reconciliation of man to God through the salvation ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reconciliation of man to God through the salvation ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ provides the basis for removing the barriers between God and man, and at the same time between man and man. The reconciliation of man to God through the salvation ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ provides the basis for removing the barrier between God and man, and at the same time, between man and man. And this is, we saw this in 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19. God did not impute our personal sins to us. Instead, He gathered up all of the personal sins of the world and imputed them to Jesus Christ on the cross, and they were judged in Christ by God the Father. The imputation of our personal sins to Christ becomes a major factor in the removal of all barriers between us and God. Well, that gets this start on this fantastic doctrine of reconciliation. We'll pick it up here next time. Father, we thank You, sir, for Your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.